Olds, business and local government leaders from across central Alberta gathered in the Alumni Centre at Olds College on January 23 to sign a charter and celebrate the launch of a business retention, expansion, and workforce development BREWD survey. The goal of that survey is to find out what works and doesn't work for businesses in order to grow the economy in central Alberta communities. Until February 28, businesses across central Alberta can participate in the survey online at www.centralalbertafirst.ca. Related: new survey launches canvassing central Alberta businesses on needs. BREWD is coalition under the auspices of Central Alberta First, CAF, a group of businesses, local governments and agencies formed to improve economic growth in the region. There are 16 funding partners of CAF, including Olds, Innisfail, Red Deer, Penhold, Mountain View County, Red Deer County, Nihil County, Community Futures Central Alberta, the federal government, and corporations. In addition to launching the survey, officials representing local communities and other stakeholders signed the BREWD Charter. The town of Olds has helped spearhead BREWD. Dan Daly, an Olds councillor, addressed the crowd. Brewed is our chance to listen, learn and work together through participation, whether as a business owner, volunteer or supporter, he said. Daly said in the spring, once the results of the survey are in, experts from across the region will gather to identify priorities to improve economic development. Then, he said, they will come together again via an economic growth forum to introduce the BREWD strategy and mobilize the action team. Together, through the formation of the Central Alberta First and the signing of the charter, we are building a foundation for growth that will benefit our businesses for years to come. Let's celebrate this launch and begin a dream that will strengthen our communities and the entire Central Alberta region, Daly said. Olds Didsbury Three Hills MLA Nathan Cooper told the crowd that the fact they attended the BREWD launch showed that they care deeply about their community. Cooper said in a time of great political division, participation in BREWD is an opportunity to work together to rise the tide for Central Alberta businesses and residents. I firmly believe that Central Alberta is on the edge of an outsized position in our provincial economy, Cooper said. And while there are many challenges ahead, there is also an incredible amount of opportunity as people look for stability and leadership. It's exactly what Central Alberta has to offer. And each and every one of you plays an important part in that, he added. Todd Orman, Vice President of Development at Olds College, said collaboration with businesses and other partners such as that exhibited in BREWD is what has made Olds College so successful. So I'm looking forward to this initiative, because this initiative should strengthen what we do here at Olds College in a much better way, he said. Red Deer Polytechnic Vice President of Development and Partnerships Patrick Makasik, formerly Vice President of Development and Strategy at Olds College, addressed the crowd, as did Community Futures Central Alberta Chair Russell Crook. Both said their organizations are pleased to be involved with BREWD because they too see it as a way to spur the economy of Central Alberta. Makasik said doing so fits in perfectly with Red Deer Polytechnic's purpose, providing students with job opportunities Central Alberta employers are looking to fill and hopefully encourage graduates to stay in the area. Brent Williams, the Chief Administrative Officer for the Town of Olds, served as MC for the event. Speaking from the municipal side, we certainly recognize that small business and industry are paramount drivers of the economy. Government tries to help or not get in the way, he said. Williams said it may seem like a tall task to create the conditions CAF and BREWD are aiming for, but you have to start somewhere.